Chris, you made it official today. Congratulations on behalf of the whole football public, not just Jared and I, but on your career in general and the way that you have handled yourself as a person. Welcome to the program again. After last week, we had you on almost, you saying that you're thinking about playing next year. So it's amazing how things can change so quickly. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, things got pretty deep last week, Dwayne. I hope we don't have to delve quite so deep this week.
I'll take you a little deep if I can, because we talked about your leadership in general. And to my understanding, you led because as a person and as a footballer because you wanted to, and you just wanted to do it, and that's who you were, as opposed to doing it because you felt that you had to for the sake of trying to have this persona as a leader. You've played the game and you've acted Chris Judd because that's who you really are and because that's what you wanted to do.
Yeah, I think I've tried not to lose my integrity of who I am as a person and being conscious of maintaining my individual beliefs, even if at times they're opposed to, what's convention in the competition.
And is that, obviously there are some things that you haven't wanted to weigh into because you know it's just going to bring you 3 days of hell because everybody's going to be ringing you and you're going to be front page. But every now and then there has been issues where you've just thought, okay, well, this might give me a day of hell publicity-wise, but at the same time there's some things I just want to say and do.
I did a little bit of it early found that there was often accompanying hysteria when you had strong opinions.
Yeah.
And I then really took a back seat and just became really focused on, what my core business was as a footballer, and that was trying to help the clubs I was playing for win games of football. And so I really didn't comment at all publicly on many issues for quite a long time. But I think this year I've actually ended up coming out of my shell a bit more and having a stronger opinions on issues, and it's been nice to do that and nice to just experience footy from all sorts of angles. I feel like I've pretty much done that. I've been at a team at the top and a team at the bottom. I've experienced trying to avoid media, particularly in the last year or two. I've read a lot of media, both about myself and the Carlton Footy Club, and have even, written a bit and been on the telly a bit. So I feel I've had a really full experience, throughout the journey, and I've really enjoyed it.
And can you clarify that leadership, mentors thing that did pop up about 7 years ago? You were trying to
point role model comment.
Yeah, you were trying to point kids toward their family, where your fathers and mothers and grandparents, who are just such exemplary people in guys' lives, and yet they look at footballers they don't really know instead.
Yeah, you summed it up perfectly. I guess I've never felt that just because you play football you're any better than anyone else in the community, and I guess it was just encouraging kids to appreciate the special people that they've got in their lives, even if they're not on the TV regularly.
Juddy, it was a measured performance afterwards. You're probably in some sort of shock when you did your leg, and you didn't want to make any big statements, but a couple of days later you made the decision. What forced you, if you like, or what made you make that decision today?
Oh, well, to be honest, the decision was made as soon as I knew I'd ruptured my ACL.
Yep.
I guess I just tried to buy a little bit more time so I could speak to some people I wanted to and let them know what I was thinking before they heard it in the media. So that was really, I didn't just say straight away, I'm done. Mm-hmm. But clearly as soon as I got that news, I knew my time was up.
And you have already made a decision to delay the surgery, get it right, which is the professional thing to do. You're going to take the conservative route and take the full ACL. I take it you're going to finally get that 12 months on the slopes over in Europe with a new ACL.
Yeah, that was one of the things that popped in my mind pretty soon after the injury, funnily enough, was the cost of this is going to do to my snowboarding. But look, I'm pretty matter-of-fact about it. I'll get a good surgeon to do the operation. I'll rehab it as if I was still playing footy, so it gets as strong as possibly can, and I'm not envisaging it to causing me too much grief down the track.
I was interested in one of your comments today. You consider yourself a Carlton person and you'll be a Carlton family. It's interesting, you're what, captain of a premiership side, and I understand you'll be very much a two-club player, but is that because of, I guess, where you reside, where you live? You live in the Carlton area and your kids can go to see Carlton, whereas they can hardly go and see the Eagles all that often. But as a captain of a premiership club or a captain of a premiership, I would have thought you had strong affinity and almost be impossible to split your allegiance.
Yeah, well, I sort of tried to make that clear, just how special West Coast is to me as well. And for me, it almost really is a splitting of hairs. But in terms of our family, you know, the kids will barrack for Carlton. You know, Oscar's, you know, barracks for Carlton. And, you know, we'll go to a lot more Carlton games than we will West Coast games. But, yeah, I by no means meant that, you know, West Coast doesn't hold an incredibly special place in my heart. It always will.
Where do you see the game at? This morning I was listening to Ross and John and Peter Maher, PM in the AM, and they were asking the question as to where the Stars are over the last 5 years. I've got a dozen written down for them, but do you see the emergence of young players, or is it taking them just that little bit longer to make the stamp on the game as you did? And it's fair to say you are a rare beast.
Oh, no, I think it's just the same. I mean, you look at what Matt Fife is doing, he's still a young man. I think he's, what, 23 or 24 years of age.
He's a known debutant.
And he's just, it's incredible what he's doing, and who knows where he'll end up. So, no, look, I think the game's in really good health. You know, it's interesting now, and it's been interesting what's happened to me the last couple of years, to sit and watch young players and almost become a fan, you know, when they do certain things. That was something that never really happened to me throughout the middle of my career. But, you know, I even remember watching Jake Ramirez in round one last year kick a goal from the boundary line and just looking at him and thinking, you know, how did he do that? Whereas I never used to have that in my mid-20s, probably because I was capable of doing, you know, some skillful things myself. But it's been an interesting evolution, and I'm sort of looking forward to that next chapter in my footy life of actually just becoming a footy fan all over again.
Will you get back into footy? I know you're an entrepreneur and you'll stay out and you won't coach, obviously, but is there a time where you might think, okay, well, I can add to the running of the game, or I can add to a club environment as a director, that you might actually come back in 7 or 8 or 10 years' time? Or are you going to drift away and do what you do and just watch from afar forever, do you think?
No, potentially, yeah. I think the key right now is to have a bit of a break and really refresh, both mentally and physically from the game. But certainly down the track, I see myself having an involvement with Oscar's footy if he chooses to play it. And if there was a time, you know, down the track where I could, where I felt I could be useful in one of those roles, and I had the energy and the time to really commit to it, then that's something that I'd look at. But I think that's a little time away yet.
But you do have a love for the way, Jared mentioned about where the game is at now. You do have an inbuilt desire to make sure the game that you love continues to be the game that everybody loves, don't you?
Definitely. Yeah, look, I don't lose sight of the fact of just how much football's given me in terms of some incredible relationships with some amazing people. You know, a lot of memories and a huge number of lessons as well, which I think are going to hold me in really good stead for the rest of my life. So, you know, in return, I feel I've given all I had to the game as well. So I think it's been a pretty even trade. But certainly, down the track, I'll never be too far removed from the game.
You've always expressed a regret that there's not more State of Origin. Would you like to see that come back in a more meaningful way?
Be a good thing. It's just one of those conundrums. No one can really figure out how it could work effectively. The only time I could see it being done effectively is before the season proper starts, at the start of the year, you know, during the NAB Challenge, because that's the only time of year people are actually looking to get a game in. But for a number of reasons, that doesn't really appeal to people either. So. Yeah, and until they can really sort out that conundrum, I don't know what the best way forward is with that.
So take us back to your Eagles days. They were exhilarating. You had an amazing tradition of very close finishes against the Swans. That must have been just a fantastic time in your footy life.
Yeah, they were. They're probably the fondest memories of my footy career. And I sort of sent that to a text similar to that to Goodsy during the week when he sent one through. But they were just incredible battles, and I think we've seen similar rivalries since, particularly with the Geelong Hawthorn teams, what they had in recent history. But to be a part of that and to sort of know how it was, the last 5 minutes were going to pan out, but you still had to go through the first 110 minutes or 115 minutes, you almost felt at times, well, let's just play a five-minute game because we all know how it's going to... We don't know where it's going to be with 5 minutes to go. But, yeah, that was just such a special rivalry to be a part of. And I thought it was really fitting and fair in the end that both teams got a premiership out of that. You know, I think if West Coast had gotten two or Sydney had gotten two, it probably would have been unjust for just how even those two teams were over that period of time.
We almost need to wait 10 years, bring everybody back and play the decider somewhere as a promo.
To play it on computer game or something, I think.
Tell us about your feelings towards some of those close teammates. Sadly, three or four of them have really lost their way.
Yeah, I, you know, when I read in the paper that there's been an incident or anything like that, you know, I feel incredibly sad about it. But also, you know, live in hope that things will get better for those people and that... they'll find some peace and some happiness. So we've got our 10-year reunion next year. And, you know, there's quite a few people there who I haven't spoken to for a long time. So really looking forward to catching up with those people in the flesh and you know, having a proper chat to them. And I guess, you know, you just live in genuine hope that everyone in that team ends up with a happy and fulfilling life.
And for the 18, 19-year-olds you play with now and for maybe the 14, 15, 16-year-olds listening to this, you've had to say no a few times in your life. Everybody's got choices to make. How do you tell 18, 19-year-olds that you just have to say no? How did you drag yourself to say no when there was opportunities to say yes?
Yeah, look, I think you only get one chance at AFL footy. And, you know, if you don't get the joke pretty quickly in terms of the level of consciousness you have around your whole life and the decisions you're making, not just on the field, on the training track, but every decision you make in your life, then it's really not long before you get worked out of the system, and before you know it, you're an old guy either playing local footy or sitting at the pub with regrets about what could have been. So I think that's my messaging to the young guys that I speak to, just that every decision you make has a really direct impact on your football. And once you realise that, that's when you usually become a good player.
Great to have you on, Jody. Congratulations again. I know you've obviously done a few things today, and we appreciate you picking up our phone call. Carlton supporters will have the chance to actually say farewell to Chris Judd in the Blues' final home game of the season. It's round 21 against Melbourne at the MCG, so make sure you're there to pay tribute to one of the game's great champions. And I presume you'll be there grand final day doing a lap as well, Chris.
Yeah, I'll be doing the lap. I have the kids in the car, so looking forward to it.
A lap with or without crutches. We'll see how your rehab goes.
Yeah, I'll be fine by then.
Sounds like you'll have the ski jacket on ready to head overseas straight after. Chris, thanks a lot for your time. It's really been great.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
The one and only.